Las Vegas there with flowers and football tops. And if you hadn't guessed, I was putting on a long song there because I had to go downstairs and rescue Matt, who it turned out was early. He was early and I just didn't see my phone light up, so oh dear. But all's well that ends well. And welcome to Ulterior Motive, the Monday Night Alternative Sessions local section. And say hello to Matt. And say hello, Matt.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Excited to be here.
Slightly. I'm more nervous than excited, to be honest. But yeah, just glad to be around for a bit of chat.
Well, first time on radio?
Second. First time didn't go so well, so we'll say this is the first and see how it goes.
Do you want to tell us of the first time? Was Riggsy involved?
No, unfortunately Riggsy wasn't. It was just a wee thing for Radio Ulster. It was just to do with filmmaking, and they asked me really silly questions, so I'd rather forget about it, to be honest.
No problem. Sorry for embarrassing you, but...
Yeah.
Dear. But that's right, you're a bit of everything. I introduced you as a photographer, but you're also a blogger, a filmmaker, and various other things that don't spring to mind right now.
Yeah, I do a bit of airline piloting in my spare time as well. I don't like to sort of nail myself down as doing one different thing or one particular thing. I always like to spread myself out and do sort of
multifaceted, but mainly media interested.
Yeah, definitely. It's photography's caught on really well, so that's sort of what everybody kind of knows me as at the minute, which is I don't mind that at all. It's pretty cool.
So what came first with you? Was it the interest in local music or the photography?
It was actually kind of funny. I was never really interested in... I say not interested, it sounds pretty bad. I never even realised there was sort of the music scene.
Neither did I until about 2005.
Yeah. It was just a friend of mine, Junior Johnson, actually. I got a camera at Christmas and he literally said, would you come out and take a few photos? And it kind of spinballed from there. I ended up getting caught into the whole Glasgowbury Music Festival thing out in Draperstown. And it just kind of grew. And then eventually I realised... I really love all this. It's pretty cool. So
was that just 2008 there, or
that was just back in January. So it was. They sort of came at the same time. So they did. Filmmaking came first, and then sort of photography and music kind of intertwined themselves together and grew.
Well, I'm guessing the stuff you have for us tonight is a pick. Well, it's meant to be your pick of the local music scene, so it's probably your favourite bands and favourite songs and that kind of thing.
It's sort of an eclectic mix. I tried to think of something maybe that people wouldn't have heard before from the Belfast area.
Which is good, because, I mean, as good as, you know, Cutaways and the Bradfords and Oppenheimer are, you can't play them every week, or else you get a bit sick of them.
Yeah,
so
it's always good to hear sort of a range of things going out.
Yeah, and first off, I think you have Scruff Up, a band who I don't know an awful lot about. What do you know about them, and why do you like them?
To be honest, I've only actually seen them like three times. I first saw them at Glasgowbury, and then they played recently there, around at the Stiff Kitten. They're really, I don't know, they're a band from out the Derry direction. I think they've got something going on that other bands just don't have. I haven't heard anybody else like them that I know of, but then again, I'm not that really musically knowledgeable, to be honest.
I think I saw them the other week supporting the Beat Poets.
I think they actually were.
Does the singer kind of have longish dark hair? Not really, but it kind of comes around his face.
They're two very similar bands, makeup-wise, in that the frontmen are sort of... They don't play guitar or anything, so it's kind of... They have an interesting dynamic in themselves. I just noticed that as from a photography point of view. It's because a lot of bands, obviously, they have a three-piece with a guitar frontman that's singing and playing guitar. And I just actually quite like Scruff, even on the basis that they don't have a frontman that's playing an instrument. It's just sort of free to roam around the stage and cause havoc.
Well, I mean, speaking from my point of view as somebody who doesn't play an instrument but is trying to learn, there's nothing wrong with not being able to play anything.
Yeah, no, I try
it's
to
perfectly
get
respectable.
That too.
Yeah. But I believe we'll play the song Naked Us by Scruff.
Thank you.
Scruff with Naked Us, and to me he sounds kind of like Paul Weller. But then I sometimes just think that people sound like people, and they actually don't. But if you've got any, opinions on whether or not he sounds like Paul Weller, or you've got any questions you want to ask Matt, that's what he's here for. He doesn't realise that's what he's here for, but, you know, he is. You can email in studio@queensradio.org if any of Matt's friends are listening and want to just go, you can email in, or text in 6300, it's QR. Then your message texts are charged at the standard network rate. So, good wee song. I believe you have another good wee song lined up for us.
Sort of a change of tune here now, just from something a bit more energetic down to something a little more softer. It's a band called Captain Cameron. Unfortunately, I don't know these guys personally, but I'd actually love to meet them because I quite like the sound of them from what they've got going on. It's a song called So Much Wrong With Me.
Are they playing like... in the near future, or have they recently?
Actually not too sure. I think maybe they're in recording at the minute, but I wouldn't be an authority on that at all.
Yeah, I think they might be playing Radar at some point in the next couple of weeks, but sure, I'll play the song and research that for you while it's playing.
Everything's a part of learning who we are, and every day's a source of heart. Even when your head is ripped and thrown around, every good thing has to start somewhere with someone like you. So much wrong, I don't feel strong. So everything I ever thought it'd be, it feels strange.
Captain Cameron there with So Much Wrong With Me, and I've been looking at their MySpace here, but they don't appear to have any dates coming up in the near future, though it does say that their MySpace address is myspace.com/ I'm Captain Cameron, and they're influenced by John Denver, so no bad thing.
Can't be at all. Unfortunately, again, my musical knowledge doesn't stretch that far, but
nor does mine, to be fair. I'm just going by their MySpace. But yeah. MySpaces never lie.
They never lie. No, definitely not. Especially not the Clenso Parade lads, who recently had a wee prank played on them by Plastic Rooms.
Yes.
It was quite funny, actually.
The fast food thread was just hilarious. See, there was a blog, for the listeners who don't know what's going on, Clenso Parade, a local band, put out a blog saying that they decided to call it a day. I think it was that one of the band members had left.
There was a new side project starting up called Bradbury Place.
I didn't see that bit, but the blog I saw, it did sound kind of, I think I read it about 2 a.m, so I was probably a bit sleepy, but it sounded perfectly plausible that one of them had decided to leave. And then there was a thread in Fast Food the next day going, you know, they split up. And some guy goes, no, I was talking to them the other day and they sounded grand. And then there was a big argument about whether they had split up or not. And then the band came on and said, no, we left ourselves logged into MySpace and our mate did it, as a laugh.
Yeah, there's definitely, that's a real warning there. Never, ever leave yourself logged into anything in a public computer. I was the brunt of it myself, actually. I can't repeat it, actually, what happened. But, it's definitely just don't leave yourself logged into anything.
Yeah, I think I am one of those compulsive checky type people, always logging myself out of things, you know, again and again, just in case. But no, be wary. But Clenso Parade are still alive and kicking. And so is the guy who told the joke. Yep. Although he maybe shouldn't be.
There will be a prank played on him quite soon. He probably doesn't know this yet, so this is maybe if he's
so
listening.
So you have privileged information? You know that there's going to be a prank played, or you're guessing?
I can't say anything at all. There will be retribution.
But just Jerry, is that his name, yeah?
Yes, Jerry Norman.
Jerry,
retribution
watch your back.
Will be had.
Watch your back. But next, an artist that I believe you do know personally, as you said, he was talking to you about the Cameronists and all. Cobwebs is by Junior Johnson, isn't it?
Yes. It's a very personal song to me, actually. It's Junior's a friend of mine, and he just has a very deep and sort of affecting voice, so he does. I just feel that maybe he doesn't get enough radio play, so I thought I would stick it in here.
He really doesn't. I think radio play tends to be the bands, and also, if I may go so far as to say this, it tends to be good-looking bands. Bands who really go out and pimp for publicity. The bands that dress up on stage and they're the kind of, they've got the look and they're indie, whereas solo acoustic artists tend to get overlooked, which is a bad thing because some of them are very, very good.
Definitely. Well, I mean, at the minute, I believe Junior's actually trying to put together a wee band just to sort of broaden out the scope of his music. But at the minute, he's got a real selection of songs behind him that have a lot of weight. And this one, personally, Cobwebs, to me, it's just, it sort of brings back memories of Glasgowbury and last summer. And
he played in the Wee Acoustic Tent, didn't he?
Yes,
Rachel Austin played,
and
a few acts. Yes, Boathouse did acoustic as well.
Yep,
I caught him that day, actually.
Himself and his guitarist, a good friend of his, Dermot McBride, a fantastic guitarist, and the two of them kind of pair off each other really well. And definitely, if anybody ever sees Junior Johnson in the bill anywhere, you should really get yourself down to one of those gigs. They're always worth a listen for any music lovers.
Okay, well, let's check out Junior Johnson with Cobwebs.
Like a troll, and everybody knew my name, and I remember theirs. When everything was beautiful, and it was rude to stare. Friends and neighbors fled, some left this dreary town. I sauntered gravel paths, kicking pebbles into the brown, muddy water. Reflects the devil, but only when it's still. So I got up and ran.
stagnant like a black and white photograph, full of laughing, happy children who've since met the wrath of whatever hands we hope will carry us. When the snow stops falling, here I'm on the last train. He cried for the furious talent for the young provide a hopeless sense of freedom and an endless waste of speed, preaching from their pulpits and spitting splinters on his face. So here I am with this guitar, trying to sensibilize another dream, making friends with strangers and making love in between the small times when it matters, when she's by my side till the day breaks and then she's gone. All that grows points to the sky when the rain falls down, saplings to my heels, my heart hung up like a gown, full of musty, moldy mothballs, in a room where I can see my breath. I close my eyes and try to dream of them spider webs. So here I'm on the last train to anywhere.
Johnson there with Cobwebs, who I've been reliably informed is only in his late 20s, although he sounds much older.
Yes, he sort of gets that levelled at him quite a lot. I think it's a good thing, you know, it sort of adds, you know, depth to the myth.
No, that's true. It was, I'm thinking of someone else who's got an old voice, but it's gone right out of my head who it is. But, you know, it was sure to be a highly entertaining anecdote. And I'm sure you'll hear it some other week if I recall what it was. But as I said to Matt earlier, he's a bit of a jack of all trades, does a bit of photography, does a bit of filmmaking, but also what springs to mind when you hear the sort of the name Pavel or Pavelware is your blog.
Yeah, sort of that's only a recent thing that's taken off, but again, it's sort of levelling a lot of attention, sort of gaining it really quite quickly.
What's the web address of it?
Just it's just pavelware.com. That's PavelWare.com. Mm-hmm. It's actually just a play on my nickname at all. It's nothing smart behind it or anything.
No, I always kind of wondered where the whole Pavel thing came from.
Yeah, that's actually a really boring story. I used to have like foot long blonde hair, and I'm AS Juventus supporter and the Italian football team, and Pavel Nedved's their star midfielder, and I kind of get lumped with the nickname.
Football so, fans would have got that, but I just never twigged. I was just trying to work out, but
flies over everybody's head.
Ah, dear. Apart from Juventus fans.
It might even fly over theirs. I don't know.
So the blog is, when I started reading it a couple of months ago, it was very film-based. There was a lot about, you know, James Cameron and that kind of thing, but then it's sort of branched into music, and recently you've been branching into interviews, like Rory McConnell, the most recent, I think.
I recently interviewed Rory McConnell and Jim Gillately. Hope I pronounced that correctly.
I have no idea.
They both basically do the same thing, only Rory obviously is based in Northern Ireland and Jim's based in Scotland, and they just promote new music. And I don't know how I actually fell into doing that. It's just I just saw the traffic that was coming through the blog and realised that I could probably put it to good use, promoting other people's things, things like, you know, bands, other filmmakers as well. I'll be doing a range of interviews with like the likes of Adam Etherington and The Asylum, who are a production company who you probably wouldn't have heard of, but they make lovely films like Transmorphers, basically rip-offs of big films, but they're lovely guys, really, honestly.
So wasn't your ultimate aim when you started? Did it start kind of as a personal blog and then, as you say, got influenced by the readership?
I sort of started it up more as something more introspective, but it kind of branched out. I think everybody that starts a blog up, it starts off introspective and then eventually finds its own direction. But I eventually realised that it would sort of be a good repository for like my entire sort of anything I write. I could sort of put it on there and that would be it. Like
it is a good way to fit all the sort of facets of what you do together into one kind of cohesiveness. That was a good sentence there.
Gives people something to follow too, sort of like an updates. I don't know, I wouldn't say of any fans or anything, but just anybody that's sort of constantly checking up on what I'm doing, they can, you know, go on there and find out what's happened recently.
And you've got competitions and stuff running. Is there anything you want to kind of publicise when
on
the air?
Yes, that's probably pretty good. Be a good idea for that. I actually run monthly competitions to win signed prints, just anything at all, actually. You can take your pick from the gallery. The March one, which is the opening one, is just closing on the 31st, but obviously there'll be a new one in April, and it's basically all you have to do is send in the answer to my little music-based questions. They'd be really silly things, just to do a little music things, like, you know, if you can name all the band members, you know, have a go.
And that's right, actually, you should probably, while you're here, do you want to kind of shout out the address of your gallery and your, you know, do you want to advertise yourself in that capacity in case somebody's listening and wants to buy any prints?
Probably pretty good. No, well, everything's just based at the website. If you Google Pavelware or Google, quite proud of this actually, if you Google Matthew Patton, I'm the very, very first hit. I actually think I'm like the top five hits, so definitely, you know, build my ego up and, you know, log on and push it up a little bit further.
Buy some stuff, really spend some money, sure, why not?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And if you're a band, obviously, if you're interested in any photography or, you know, silly photographs, definitely check me out.
Okay, so next up we've got another band who I'm not overly familiar with. Following along the Captain theme, we've got El Capitan now.
Yep. They're a band just actually from Enniskillen, but they recently supported The Feeling at the Mandela Hall, which was a bit of a coup for them.
That's a good gig.
But I'm not sure if they're too unknown or not, but they're definitely a band I think they're worth listening to. And again, sort of a change of pace from Junior and Captain Cameron. They're sort of more heavier and sort of a bit more meat to it, I suppose, guitar-wise.
Yeah, let's give it a whirl.
Just roll right past my eyes, huge waves in disguise. Wear my heart out on my sleeve. Hope to God
Good times. I like that. It wasn't as heavy as I feared it was going to be, because you said the guitars had a lot of meat in it, and I was worried it was going to be full on.
Maybe heavy was the wrong word. It's a sort of a different. I always think Junior Johnson's songs, despite the sort of the depth to the lyrics, they're always very light and airy in some sort of way. And the Captain Cameron song was very uplifting, I thought, in its own little way. But
yeah, and Scruff were kind of indie pop almost.
Yeah.
So that was heavier, but not thrash metal.
I'm terrible at describing music. I shouldn't write. It shouldn't be my thing at all.
Well, there's a difference between actually writing about something and being forced to come up with some sort of comparison on air, you know, when there's like mics on you.
Yeah.
But somebody just came in and reminded me that since this is the local section, I should advertise our Queen's Radio fundraiser, which is taking place on Wednesday night in Auntie Annie's upstairs. Doors are at 9 p.m. and we have Kowalski, Kinigo, Flux, Clown Parlour and Johnny Black's doing an acoustic set, and there will be a raffle including tickets to see Star Sailor and The Answer and tattoo vouchers and meal vouchers and all kinds of things. And I believe it doesn't say here, but £5 in. Russell, do you know?
No.
Nope, Russell doesn't know. But it's a fundraiser, so it's a fundraiser, so it's not going to be free in. So I imagine it will be £5 or less, and that's my concise way of putting it, really. So if you're doing nothing on Wednesday, that you might as well win. If you're doing nothing on Wednesday night, you might as well go to that, because it'll be a laugh.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely back that up, second that. Johnny Black, always worth seeing. Can't say any more than that, really. Just go and see him, damn it.
Yeah, and he'll be on, he's the first act, and so I would imagine he'll be on fairly early, about 9:30. So if you want to see him, get down early. But yes, the last local band that you're going to play, I've just told Matt that he's allowed to play a couple of non-local songs after this, and he's quite excited by the prospect.
It's like grabbing a bag of mini eggs.
No, I know, it's great fun. It's like having this show every week and I can play whatever I want. It's brilliant. But the last local song is a band that you know fairly well.
We've come to sort of a great relationship. I sleep in their sofa. They let me listen to their music. I don't really think I give them anything in return, but you know, it's nice. I do. I take a couple of photographs now and again, but it's a Plastic Rose. Mm-hmm. They're a band that have really come on leaps and bounds over the last 6 months. But I don't know. They have such a really cool energy about them, actually, and they are really genuinely nice guys.
They are. They're nice. They're always really upbeat. I believe they released an EP sometime in the last month.
Last month they released it's called A Plastic Rose. Three great songs on it, but it's the song that I picked for the night isn't off that, because I thought maybe everybody's sort of they've heard a lot of that. Something a little more old school. I don't even think they play this song in the same manner anymore, but I actually quite like this track.
So this is an old recording, kind of?
I think it's only about a year old, maybe not even that. It's The Colour Blue.
And do they have any gigs coming up that you know
they
of?
Do
that
indeed,
you can
they do indeed.
Recite?
They're playing the next two-step in the limelight on the... you know, there's been sort of some debate about the date, but it's...
The date was wrong on the poster. The poster said the 21st, but as that's not a Thursday, we're going to go with what we believe should be the date, and that is the 16th. They're playing with Black Bear Saloon and Dutch Schultz, I believe. Plastic Rose are headlining?
Yes, they're headlining. They've actually they opened the Christmas show in December, and they're now headlining. I think that sort of says quite a lot.
Come a long way
itself.
In a short space of time.
They're definitely, everybody get down to that. It will be an amazing gig, especially because they're headlining, because Jerry will just have a smile on his face.
And there'd be probably a house party.
Probably. But the sofa's mine. Sofa's always mine, you know. Can't steal that.
So Plastic Rose with the Colour Blue.
It's easier to
that, Manic Street Preachers' Motorcycle Emptiness was another one of Matt's non-local choices. Let loose in the sweetie shop, he was told he could choose two non-local songs, and he was given my CD collection. He was like, oh, brilliant.
Yeah, it's that was a real treat, actually. So it was Manic Street Preachers were my favourite band ever until I discovered, I don't know what you would say, And So I Watch You From Afar, who have sort of stolen that mantle from them. But it's not by much, because obviously they're two very different styles, and you sort of, depending on the weather, I can alternate between them.
And are you going to see the Manics? I believe tickets are going on sale, or have already gone on sale.
Yes, up at the Ulster Hall. I'm hoping that's going to be my first Manics live experience. Actually, I'm really terrible for live acts. Actually, I've only really been going to gigs since sort of last summer. So
I saw them at Electric Picnic 2007, but their set, halfway through their set, Bjork was starting. Oh. And you don't really want to miss her either. So I managed to see half of them. And just as I was starting to get into it, I knew I had to leave. So I didn't give them a full attention because I was planning my route, the fastest possible route across the field to get to see Bjork as well. But they're a good band. They're a good band. Which is shown by the fact that I had them in my collection and was not asked to have them beforehand.
Definitely.
We're pretty much finishing up here. Russell is here setting up for Moonshine. Just want to thank Matt for coming in and sharing his taste in local music, which wasn't the same stuff as we play every week.
Yeah, well, hopefully it hasn't offended anybody's earlobes. I'm not too sure how that would have really went down. Randallstown Man in Belfast, you know, sort of feel like you're wandering into a pond of unknown.
Before we have to go, Matt just wanted to once again plug the gig on Saturday.
Oh yes, actually, And So I Watch From Afar are playing the Mandela on the 4th. Everybody get down to that. It's
album launch, album I launch. Believe doors are at 7.
Doors are at 7, but you know, get down early, start the party.
Yeah, tickets are £9 if you buy them in advance, £10 if you pay on the door, and The band are being supported by the Lowly Knights at ABC Shank and Pocket Billiards.
Certainly, those three bands on their own would be great to see, but obviously capped off by And So I Watch From Afar, it's always worth a listen.
So I think pretty much time to say goodbye, and we'll leave you with Matt's other choice from my collection, a band who he's only just found out are Irish. Do you want to introduce the show then?
Yes, no problem at all. Thanks very much for having me on, Liz. This band I assumed were Icelandic, I don't know why, but they're actually Irish. It's JJ72 with October Swimmer.
Dying mother, I awoke, my insides shudder. The grey coats of the infantry, victims looking for sympathy in this black of October swim. Sink you.